those who are watching, Father, that your presence may fill this place. God, we are grateful for the opportunity to gather in your name. We are grateful for your love and for your blessings. And Father, we're grateful that you will show us your glory and show us your power, Father, as you are in this place. Father, that you're filling lives with your presence. And God, we just pray that the technology will work the way that we want to. We pray that your message will go out, Father, and that you will bless not only those that are gathered, but those that are watching. We'll thank you and we'll praise you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated for just a moment. You ready? You want to announce, or what do you want to do?
Go ahead.
All right. Well, we're going to decorate the trees and stuff after worship today, so if you can hang around, that must have scared everybody off, I think. We got everything down, and Beth is going to make some cookies. I guess she got most of it ready, so she'll bake. We'll have lunch. We have the tree for the back, which is our traditional tree with all the traditional ornaments. We'll have the one for the sanctuary. I put the wreaths up yesterday. I got them smooshed out, fluffed out, and hung those yesterday. She'll hang some banners and some other stuff. If you can help, good. We'll get the Advent candle in and just a few small things. The big things are the Christmas trees. And we'll get those out and get them on the stands and decorate those. Let's see. We have not only the poinsettias. Today is the last day if you want them. We've actually increased the order, so we've got equal amounts. If you haven't ordered them, if you want to, by all means, let us know. But that order is going in today. They'll be delivered next Friday. So they'll be here in time for the sanctuary. And the reason you're getting your Advent journals today is because the Advent journal starts next Sunday morning. And I didn't want to rush it, but if I waited to give it to you on Sunday, you were already a day behind. So I felt it was best to go ahead and give you the journal today, and I'm not trying to push it along, but I wanted you to have the opportunity Sunday morning. If you're not with us, you can at least start to read your Advent journals and be on track. Because Sunday's Advent, we have four Sundays, and then we're going to be doing Christmas Eve, and we are doing Christmas Eve here. It might only be just a couple of songs to sing with, but we will do Christmas Eve here at 6 o'clock. It'll be one of the songs of Silent Night, so we'll be doing that here at 6 o'clock. Christmas Eve, and then we'll probably, my guess is half an hour, 45 minutes, we'll sing a couple of songs and worship together, light the Advent candle and basic things. But I want you to have your Advent journal today so that that is with you. What else is going on? Wednesday night, there is no Bible study. We do that for a specific reason because a lot of people are out
traveling.
There's another reason for it, but I don't need to emphasize that obvious. But a lot of folks spend a lot of their time doing things they should be doing. So we just feel it's better Wednesday night. You're at home. You're preparing for Thanksgiving. The giving tree is in the back. We've already got a good start to that, so we're working on that. The food pantry's in the back. That's there. What else, John? Thanksgiving. That's it. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. I'm wearing my coat this morning because I had way too much Mexican wedding cake this week. And I ate it all.
He did.
By myself.
He did. He said but, he was loving that cake.
I think I finished it Thursday, but I had two big pieces on Thursday. I savored it. Didn't want it to go away fast, not kidding, but it was very good. Thank you very much. I enjoyed every bite of it, and the plate was, I was one of the clean plate clubs. I didn't leave anything for the mouse to eat. But Bethany Church of God, everything is there for your viewing pleasure. You have fish, bulletins there, the calendars there. All the services are there if you're interested. One of the things that I didn't mention this morning was Sheila Granger's been here before. Many of you know Sheila. service is December the 14th. So if you're interested, it's at Gibbs Landing Church of God. It's a Saturday. It's not a Sunday. So it'll be Saturday afternoon. She just wants to invite the church since she's been out here speaking. I'd love to have anybody who can attend. Huh?
It's at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Gibbs Landing Church of God on Saturday, September.
December
the 14th. September would be a good time. But it's December 14th. Anything else I'm missing for the life of the church? During our prayer time this morning, please keep Kathy White in your prayers as we pray for many others. Kathy is still in Huron Valley at room 206. Just having some complications and just needs our prayers. I'll leave it at that. We're continuing to pray for Miss Rita and get her knee all better so she can get back and see that grandchild. Yes, Suzanne.
Sandy?
Yes. Alright, we'll keep your brother in prayer. Other prayer requests that I'm missing. I know there's a few people who are away. Like I said, we must have scared them off with the decorations, but we're glad you're with us. We're going to celebrate a couple of songs and then some time for prayer. Again, however you're comfortable, relax, enjoy, worship the Lord. That's the most important. Don't focus on me, focus on what you have the opportunity to worship and just sing along as you feel comfortable. song I've really come to appreciate a lot. So just speak Jesus. That's what we want to speak.
I speak Jesus.
moments. That's going to be one of the questions that we talk about, speaking the name of Jesus. Before we do that, we're going to spend some time in prayer, seeking the Lord, asking for God's blessing, his hand upon Louis' brother. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, there is power, there's healing, and there's life. Father, as we speak the name of Jesus, may today you break every stronghold. May you break every addiction. May you break every chain that binds your people. May there be release and life. We face a multitude of things today, God. Pain, affliction, difficulties, challenges, financial issues. The political realm is at an impasse. There's words and rumors and all kinds of things going on. And yet, God, we hear the rumors of wars and famines and fires and hurricanes and earthquakes and, Father, all over this world. Turn on the news, God, and there is another issue. Father, we even heard the other day of Iceland where an earthquake breaks open the ground and out comes the lava and devastation to families and people. Fires in California, floods, famines, God, all kinds of things will flood our minds. We're coming into a season of thanksgiving, God. A time where we should be reminded of being thankful. And yet, God, we hear all the things and it burdens our hearts. It weighs heavy on our shoulders and our minds. And then we face, God, physical issues beyond our understanding. This body, God, that we have, some even say, why is God doing this to me? And yet, God, here we are. Here we are today in your presence, and I should be lifting holy hands to worship you, God. Yet we become heavy with the burdens of life around us. Father, I pray this morning that we'll have your way. Father, that you will show us. And you will shine through the shadows and you'll burn like a fire. Father, you will place and put your people on fire for you, God. And no matter what we face, whether it's well-fed or hungry, whether it's poverty or wealth, God, that you will allow us to recognize that those are things that will come and go. And this body will fade. And yet, my God, stand strong today. And that, God, no matter what we're going to face, as long as we are standing on the solid rock of Jesus Christ, the floods can come and the rains may pour down, but my rock will not be shaken. And I will trust in you, God, no matter what comes my way. God, I pray this morning for the people of God. I pray for Sandy this morning, God, as he has faced something that he probably had no idea envisioned. It comes quickly and has adverse effects. Be with Louis's brother this morning, God. Pour your spirit upon him today and touch him. Touch Louis and Suzanne as well, God, this morning. That as you pour through them, you'll pour into Sandy's life and to the people around them, God, that you'll pour through them, Father, through the physical ailments, through the difficulties they face. God, shine through their lives. Father, touch Sandy this morning. Touch Kathy this morning as she may have faced a diagnosis that she wasn't prepared for. Somebody said the C word and all of a sudden life changes for her. God, pour into her. Pour into her as you need to pour into her. And touch her body in a way only you are able to do, God. We beseech you this morning, God, as he faces the challenges of caring for a loved one. Bless them, God, this morning. Continue to pour into Rita, God, as you bring healing to her leg and knee. And God, when it becomes painful, bring her peace. And bring rest from the pain. Father, I know they're anxious, David, Rita, to get back to Florida. But right now, God, just bring healing and rest and recovery to that knee. Get them ready, God, because there'll be a journey coming very soon. But we'll go ahead and hold that little baby and all will be forgotten. God, right now, bring rest and healing to Rita. Continue to be with Judy and Jackie as we pray for them. God, you know what's going on in their lives and you know what's coming. Father, continue to touch them in a mighty way. Be with Charlotte as she is shut in and away. Continue to bless Jonathan and Jonathan's cousin and continue to pour into them healing and restoration and the very needs that we talk about, God. Pour into our lives. Pour into those who are not with us today. You know why. God, you know what's going on in people's lives. You know what's going on in the world around us. And I pray that, Father, we can forget about all things and focus on you. For this is a new moment. God, I pray that there'll be peace among your people.